You know, from the first series on, we just could never really get no rhythm. You know, it was just a bad night all around. I think it was, we don't make excuses for it. It just wasn't a good night. We didn't play the way we needed to play. You know, miss open receivers and, you know, a careless interception there. I mean, you're not going to win games if you play like that. So there's only one way to get better. Just get out to practice and get back to work, try to improve the things that we didn't do very well, and hopefully play better next week.
You could tell their defense was hungry. They were coming after you pretty good. You were on your back a lot.
Well, you know, I think we were trying to get the ball down the field a little bit, so, you know, you're going to hold it, and you know, they have a good pass rush. We held up out there, you know, for a decent amount of time. You know, I got to do a better job making quicker decisions and getting rid of the football and getting it to the guys who can do something with it.
Yeah, we still got to do a better job of that. There's no question. You know, in practice it was better, but then you get on the game field where it actually means something. And, you know, it didn't really show up tonight. So.
Yeah, after two convincing wins, very convincing wins, we see the bat slides like this a little bit. Is there any way in which this can be at all beneficial?
Well, I don't necessarily think losing games and playing poorly ever helps. I think that we have to understand, like every week, you know, when you play well, that there's things you need to do better. When you lose, there's things you need to do better, and you don't want to ride the wave of emotions of, oh, we're great and we suck, and we're great and we suck. And, you know, we don't, you know, we're confident as a team. We just got to go play better, and that's up to each of us individually. And coach always says, "Do your job." I mean, he means it. You know, when I'm a starting quarterback, and he says, "Do your job," I got to do it very well, and that's what he expects of me, and that's what I expect of myself. And
Tim,
we're gonna get out there and try to do a lot better job.
Hey Tim, you guys played these guys last year, pretty handled them pretty easily. Can you? I know it's only preseason, but can you tell that they're a different team from what you've seen?
They're a good team. They were a good team when we played them last year. It was a close game until the fourth quarter, when we made a few plays there in the fourth quarter. We showed some resiliency, but they're a good team. They're good on defense. They play well offensively. They're very well coached. You know, they're tough.
How can you keep Ocho going? You're sitting with him in the second half on the, you know, on the bench. You guys are sitting together talking a lot because yeah. I know his head's spinning trying to learn all this.
Sure, we communicate quite a bit.
That's
what it takes. I mean, he hasn't had the luxury of an off-season program that a lot of guys get, and so we're trying to really cram a lot of stuff in. But he's very receptive to it. He's very competitive. He wants to do the right thing. He wants to do it well, as we all do. So that's what we're working toward. And I wish I could say we'd go out there and everything would be perfect every single game that we play, and every snap, every drive we'd score a touchdown, and we'd never have negative plays. But, you know, look, it's football. And when you make a bad play, you got to overcome it. And there's resiliency that comes into this game and mental toughness. Those are all the things you're trying to build on as a team, is trying to figure out what kind of team you're at. And things don't go, they don't start well. Well, we got to figure out a way to turn it around. And when practices don't go well at the start of practice, you got to find a way to turn those and make them into good practices. And you string those good practices together, and you're going to have a good week. But, you know, if one bad drive leads to a bad quarter, which leads to a bad half, which leads to a bad game, you're never going to win games, because you always have adversity in this game. So we've always got to find ways individually, collectively, as an offensive and defensive units, and ultimately as a team, for us to strive to perform at a high level. And if it doesn't go well, to try even harder and turn it around. So that's really what, you know, we're gonna work toward. You know, we got a few weeks to the opener. Hopefully, we're making a lot of improvements. We got a big week coming up this week. See what we can do against the Giants. Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not sure, but he's a tough guy. I mean, there's nobody tougher than Wes Welker. He's mentally, physically, he's as good as there is. So he's a. And he's a big part of our offense. He's a huge part of our offense. Yeah, I hope so. I'd love for us to get out there and play a lot better than we play tonight. So there's going to be a lot of us that are itching to get back out on the field. And after days like this, you want to get back out on the practice field. So you can see the film and figure out what the technique errors, the decision-making errors, and then make those a point of emphasis so you can come out and try to practice better. And then when you get out in the game, actually have it show up during the game. So it'll be, it'll be good to get out and practice and try to go out there and do a better job. Thanks, guys.